You know, we had a conversation about this a couple of weeks ago, and the fact that Bev Perdue vetoed a piece of legislation dealing with voter fraud. Basically, the idea behind it was she supposedly is concerned that people were going to be disenfranchised from voting because they'd have to present an ID. Terrible thing that they would have to do that. So we came across an interesting story, and this from someone who knows firsthand how important it is that people verify who they are before voting. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? We're talking about Will Garvey, and he joins us right now from the Civitas Institute. And welcome very much to the program, Will.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, as briefly as you can, tell me what happened to you when you went to vote in the 2008 general election.
Well, I walked into the Wake County Polling Center, and I was greeted with the news that I had voted earlier that day. A vote had been cast in my name, but the voter had not been me. We were able to figure out that the vote had actually come from my father. We share the same name. He is the third, and I'm the fourth. And I was still able to cast a regular ballot, and looking back now, it's shocking to me.
So, obviously, you were paying attention to this bill that was coming up in the legislature. I assume you're in support of that.
Yes, definitely.
So, how do you understand the opposition to this?
Well, from the governor's statement for why she vetoed it, saying it would disenfranchise many different types of people from minorities, she said women recently, I would combat that by referring her to Rhode Island and how they just passed a very similar voter ID law, which was actually sponsored by an African-American Senator Harold Metz.
And so you don't see this as an issue at all of disenfranchising people?
No, not at all. I mean, it's if you don't have a voter ID, one is going to be provided for you free of charge. And in Georgia, they had a very similar law enacted 4.5 years ago. And many, the governor has stated, and many people have stated, that there's so like the number of voters that don't have IDs is astronomically high. But in the 4.5 years that Georgia has implemented the system, they've only had to issue 24,000 new IDs.
Aha! So it's not the hundreds of thousands that we are led to believe.
Not according to Georgia, who has a very similar demographic as North Carolina.
Now you're a pretty young guy here. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20 years old.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to commend you for one, for being involved in the process at an early age. That's a great thing.
Thank you. Yes, I'm an intern at Civitas, and it has been a great experience so far, and I've learned a lot of politics very fast.
Now, how about other people your age? Do you find this level of interest among people in your age group?
At Civitas, I do with my fellow interns, but I think on a broader scale, not many people are as involved and as knowledgeable.
And why do you think that is?
I think typically politics is thought of as an adult job, adult task kind of thing, and most kids are more pay more attention to things, or guys especially sports and things like that.
So what are you most concerned about as a political issue?
I think this is an extremely important issue. The fact that someone can walk up and cast a vote without showing any sort of ID. At High Point University, where I attend, I have to show IDs to do almost anything, and that is the purpose of that is to strengthen security at our campus. So I don't understand why the governor would be against strengthening security at the ballot box.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are we going to see Will Garvey for president at some point?
I don't know about that.
Hey, thanks very much, Will Garvey, for talking with us about his situation with potential voter fraud and the reason why he's concerned about this. And I would encourage you to check out his article that we're going to post online, because we want you to understand this issue and also see what can be done, perhaps, to try to overturn this veto, because –